This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, rarely on Cross Hope do I use illustrations from movies, especially movies I haven't seen. Occasionally I will talk about a film that I've seen, but rarely, if ever, do I talk about a movie that I haven't seen. I'm going to talk about a movie from 2010 called Avatar. I shared it as a part of the message from Jeremiah 29 about God having a plan for your life and mine. Listen to this story as we close out our message from Jeremiah 29, God has a plan for your life. There was a movie out in 2010 that I never saw, not because of any moral superiority. I'm just not into science fiction movies per se, and it just didn't appeal to me. It was the movie called Avatar by James Cameron, the man who produced Titanic. I understand that Avatar made $1.4 billion in terms of revenue. Can you imagine that? One movie, not million, $1.4 billion. It was a popular movie. It was one of the, in fact, it was the most popular movie, I think, of its time in 2010. Was it about an imaginary place called Pandora? And what I found to be interesting, the reason I tell that story is because of this. There was a website on CNN's website, or a sub-website, where people could write in to talk about the movie Avatar. Over 1,000 people posted messages on it, and many of them said this, that after they saw the movie Avatar, they were so depressed. And several of them said, I thought about committing suicide after I got home from the movie. Can you believe that? And I wondered why. And it's because they said, we just wanted there really to be a place called Pandora. This imaginary place. It was just such a beautiful place. And that's what we wanted. And you know what I thought of? Ecclesiastes 3:11 says this, that God has set eternity. God has set eternity into the hearts of men and women. Isn't that interesting? God's planted in you, in every atheist, in every agnostic, the desire for eternity, the desire to be with the Lord. And most people don't know that. It's been implanted just like a part of your heart's designed to control the heartbeat, the rhythm of your heart. That's part of your heart. And God says, I've planted in every heart an awareness of the eternal. And what those people, in my opinion, what those people were doing was crying out for the eternal. They were crying out for eternity. This one user on the website named Mike wrote this, ever since I went to see the movie, I've been so depressed. Watching the wonderful world of Pandora and all the people in it, I wanted me to be one of them. I think the Navi, the people. I can't stop thinking about all the things that happened in the film and all the tears and the shivers I got from it, he posted. I even have contemplated suicide, thinking if I do, I might be rebirthed in a world similar to Pandora, and that everything will be the same as it was in Avatar. Isn't that sad? Maybe if I die, I'll be rebirthed into this place called Pandora. May I tell you about a rebirth that's promised in John 3? You must be born again, Jesus said. If any man or woman is in Christ, they're a new creation. They're not reformed. They're not better. They're not 10% improved. They're new creations through Christ. You see, what those people need was the new birth experience of coming to know the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. His name is Jesus.
My prayer is that you come to know him today. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.